My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show. Before we start today's show, I just want to remind you, if you have a new sustainable technology that's actually good for the planet and you want to distribute it through Contempo, email me, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. Now with today's show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show, season number 2. I'm your host, Mike Markarian, and I hope you enjoyed the last episode where we talked about proof of supply. We're talking about in this season the different ways that you might have to prove your sustainable material in order to get it picked up. And that's what we want to do. I want to help you guys get your sustainable technologies into the biggest brands. If you want to come through Contempo, if you have an innovative bioresin and you want to leverage Contempo and our infrastructure, that's great. If you want to sell direct, and by the way, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. I love to talk to people doing great things in the world of sustainable packaging. Just brilliant people who are coming up with some amazing things. So MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. We have great connections, Contempo, with some of the biggest brands in the world. So we would love to partner with you on that. Or if you're bringing your packaging directly to brands, like, this is stuff that you need to hear and understand. So show me the proof. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. You're going to hear it. So proof of supply was episode 1. And I also told you the different types of supply that, the different types of proof that I've been asked to give: product proof, end of life proof, and supply proof. So let's jump into product proof. Okay, got our nice handy little notes here. And in the world of product proof, there's a couple types, and I'm going to go over, we'll give you a few examples. I really just want to be honest, this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg. I don't want to go too long in this season because, A, I'm learning this stuff as I go along. As I, you know, have more and more successes, I'm learning this stuff. And frankly, failures, sometimes you learn more from the failures than the successes, they say. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But I'm learning as I'm going. And two, I know that this is, you know, maybe not the most exciting stuff. So I just want to get this point across. I think if that's, you know, the Christmas season's coming up, if that can be the gift that I give, which is just this mindset that in order to be successful here, proof is going to be part of the puzzle. I want to just get that message across. And then you're going to be prepared. And when you have that big moment with that big brand, or when you're pitching Contempo on why to carry your materials, you're going to be ready and you're going to have success. And your non-greenwashed idea, which we all need desperately to solve this problem, will only go so far if you have the necessary proof. And that's why I want to do this. You have to have that proof so that we can then get it to the world. So it goes non-greenwash mindset, proof, and step 3 is billions of units of packaging that's better than the status quo. Okay? That's how I want you thinking. Millions maybe we'll start. Okay? Then we'll get to billions. So product proof. Okay? Let's keep it on track. Product proof. So one type of product proof that I want to talk about is what I call content analysis. So we talked about content analysis and then like performance, and there's some other ones, but content analysis. So what do I mean by that? Something called fiber content analysis. So let me do some, before I can just talk about it, but I'm going to do a little Google search. So, and I'm getting things about dietary fiber, which is completely not what we're looking for. Fiber content analysis paper. Analysis of fiber content in human foods. Okay. Fiber testing paper. All right. This is, this isn't going quite as planned. All right. So I'm just going to talk to you about it and we'll wrap this episode up fast. So fast. But here we go. Fiber content analysis. I'll give you a live example. When we're launching hemp, so hemp-based paper, if you guys know hemp, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Obviously, I think you know the hemp plant from the CBD boom. It's really gone on the, it's been on put on the map in a major way over the last 3, 4, 5 years. But hemp's been around for, it's been around since the beginning of time. It was a very popular product in the early 1900s. And hemp recently with it was called the Farm Bill. Hemp was legalized in the states for growing. Restrictions were loosened up greatly. There was they called the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937, which banned marijuana, and it also banned hemp. So in banning marijuana, they also sort of protected the traditional paper industry, is as the history goes or as the story goes. So anyways, long story short, hemp is coming on the map, and hemp versus traditional paper has a lot of advantages. It's a great example where proof of supply is key, because, you know, the proof of regular paper versus hemp paper, because the cost of hemp paper is much more, the cost is significantly more, and there's discussions going on right now, I can tell you firsthand, of how to make that sort of more cost neutral, and that is happening right now. But so in the world of hemp paper, there's many advantages from a sustainability perspective. It grows faster, right? Hemp stalks are far more renewable than trees, which might take 20 to 30 years to grow. You get a hemp stalk that can grow in, you know, no time, I think a matter of months. And I had a whole set of bullets, but I don't really want to make that about this episode. So my point here is fiber content analysis. So you have hemp paper, and a brand manager says one of two things: great, I want to buy it, or they're going to say, prove it. Prove that it's hemp. So what ways can you think about this logically with me right now? So again, we're talking to a reasonable brand manager who wants to make this work. They're not just trying to give you a hard time. They're not just trying to grill you. They really want this hemp-based packaging. And they see that it costs a little bit more, but they're willing to pay that premium because they believe in the sustainability angle and they want to do this. They're serious about it, but they're saying, whatever your first name is, your name, I want to do this, but I'm skeptical. I'm hesitant. I just need the proof. I need proof that this is in fact hemp paper. And you say, well, what do you mean by that? They say, you know, I trust you. You seem like a good person, but I can't just take your word for it. I can't put my job on the line. I can't risk our brand equity of being wrong here. What proof can you show me? And one thing that if people do require that, some people don't, and some people do. If they do require it, one such tool is fiber content analysis. There's a variety of labs that can do this for you, although I don't know. We have some different labs that we've been connected to, because I'm typing fiber content analysis and I'm striking out on Google. But there's tests that you can do that will prove the content of the paper. And that's basically something that I've learned, that as simple as it is, I want to share with you, because I didn't know that existed, you know, a year ago, year and a half ago, is where we started getting asked more questions about proving content analysis of materials, because traditional, you don't get asked that question with regular SBS board. So there you go, fiber content analysis. There are tests that can be run to prove that hemp is hemp, or fill in the blank. There's other examples as well. So that's one of your tools. We'll get into more proof in the next episode, but let's cap it there. Hope you learned something. I hope you're loving this Christmas season. And maybe that's hard to say, loving, but I just want to give a non-packaging message, which is try not to let all the craziness in the world take that cheer and that joy out of you, that joy that we all have around this time of year. No matter what background you come from, I think it's just a beautiful time of year, and try to spark that in one another, okay? I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for being part of the Sustainable Packaging Show. If you want to learn more about our family business, visit contempopackaging.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the time for greenwashing is over, and the time to make history is right now.